Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Lord told Abraham, whom he appeared to, and whom he established his covenant with. In fact, this is the establishing of the covenant between God and Abraham. He had told him, get out of your father's house, go to a place I'll show you, and I will bless you, and I'll make you a blessing. And he did it. Next chapter after that, it said God had made him very rich in stuff, possessions. But here in this 15th chapter of Genesis, verse 1. Genesis 15:1 says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am your shield, your covering, your protection, and your exceeding great reward. Is God a rewarder?
Yes.
Anything in the New Testament about Him rewarding us?
Yes.
Remember that? What the Bible say? He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. We're going to see a lot more about that in connection with prosperity as we go on. There are numerous scriptures about seeking Him and prospering. But He's a rewarder. Everybody say rewarder.
Rewarder.
Rewarder. And Abram said, let me paraphrase and summarize here a little bit. He said, well, Lord, you know, thank you. And of course, he's rich. I mean, by today's standard, he's a multi-billionaire. He said, but I don't have a son of my own flesh and blood to leave this to. As it is right now, one of my employees inherit everything I got. And the Lord told him to go get animals to sacrifice. And he told him what to do with them. Well, this is covenant talk. And then he told him to wait there for him. And he did. And verse 12, when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell on Abram. A horror of great darkness fell upon him. This was a foreshadowing of some of the things that his descendants would go through negatively. Abram, he said to Abram, know of a surety that your seed shall be a stranger in the land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And that foretold of the generation after Joseph. The Bible said a Pharaoh rose up that knew not Joseph and began to maltreat the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. And they were in bondage, slaves to the Egyptians, 4 centuries. 400 years. He said, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterward shall they come out with great substance. Does God care about substance? Does He care about stuff? There are many who tell us that God doesn't care about stuff. He only cares about spiritual things. Substance is what? Stuff. Everybody say stuff.
Stuff.
Does God want you to have some stuff?
Yes.
Do you require some stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of things you just cannot do without stuff. Let me read. I got it somewhere here. One translation says, I will bring them out with great possessions. Another one said, I will bring them out with great wealth. Very specific. Now, the Lord told Abram this concerning his descendants when they were doing what? Cutting covenant. Right? The animals were halved and laid out. Blood is spilled. And the Almighty comes down between the halves of the animals in the midst of the blood of the covenant shed, and he tells his covenant partner, there's going to be some bad times for your seed. He said, but, this is covenant talk now. I'll bring them out. How many, when God tells you he's going to do something, you can write it down, you can take it to the bank. He said, and when I bring them out, they will not have empty pockets. This is covenant talk. And God, though many would not believe it or they don't imply it in today's talk, God specifically included lots of stuff in the deliverance promised, in the covenant established. I'm just getting started here. But I am happy about it. Everybody say covenant.
Covenant.
Here's the question. I'm going to ask it. We're going to keep answering it throughout the evening. Does our covenant with God include possessions? Does it include prosperity? Is it part of the covenant? It was, and it is, and it will be. For he does not change, and what man has a right to change his covenant that he has spoken? Well, the psalmist said, in fact, hold your place here. He said, they'll come out with great substance. And go to Psalm 105. Psalm 105. Are you there? Psalm 105. This whole psalm goes step by step talking about how that God's covenant people, you know, God spared them through Joseph and when the famine was going on, and then they served in bondage, and then he did all the miracles. He sent all his signs and wonders, and he delivered them. And in verse 37, at the end of these things, the time that they went out, it said, Psalm 105, 37, he brought them forth also. Now let's just stop right there. If you go back and read it, you'll see he told him 400 years. And you'll see, time you figure the other things, it was exactly when God told Abraham, I'm going to bring them out. And when he did it, he said, I'm going to bring them out. How? With great wealth, great possessions, great substance. And he did exactly what he did. He said he was going to do. He brought them forth also with silver and gold. Now hold up, hold up. Does God care about that?
Yes.
Now there's a reason I keep stopping and camping. Do you realize that probably the majority of Christianity in the world does not believe what we're talking about here tonight?
That's right.
They don't believe it. I mean, a lot of folk believe, well, you know, God might let you make some money. If you work real hard and you're smart, he might. But when we start talking about it's in the covenant, it's the right of every believer, that's when you lose a bunch of them. They go, oh, no, hold on. That's fanatical. Since when is the Bible fanatical and too extreme to believe? That's why we're taking our time and we're going one by one by one. We know what Abraham thought.
Amen.
We know what Isaac thought. We know what Jacob thought. We know what Joseph knows. Amen. And what Moses. Now what about the covenant? He brought them out how? With silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Whew. That sounds like our text. Doesn't it? God never changes. If it's his will now that we prosper and be in health, then it used to be his will. That they prosper and be in health. It always was and always will be his will that his people prosper. Silver and gold. Stuff. And be in health. Physical. Right? First thing he did. How many understand all this is typical? That them being in Egyptian bondage is typical of us being under bondage of sin and the power of the enemy, but the Lord brought us out. We're born again and he delivers us out from bondage. Right? And what's the first thing he did? What's the first thing he did when he brought them out? Made them rich and healed them. Made them rich and healed them. Go ahead, try it on for size. Made them rich and healed them. What did he do? Made them rich and healed them. And so now come on, we got a job to do. Right? Come on, follow me. They had to, you know, the cloud in the daytime and the fire by night, and he was to lead them, and they were a difficult bunch to lead. They didn't follow very good. But the first thing he did is give them money and make them healthy. Now, you know, that's just prerequisite for being able to serve God good. Did you know that? It is. And you'll find, that's one reason, you know, we camp for months on healing. And now we've already been several weeks on prosperity. And we'll keep on talking about these things because these are two big areas where the devil tries to steal. Where he endeavors all the time to rob from the people of God because he knows it is incapacitating. He knows it hinders our service for God. Somebody says, well, I know somebody and they were sick all their life and they love God and serve God. Well, thank God for their perseverance and commitment. But don't tell me they couldn't have done more with a healthy body. Amen. Well, I know somebody, Brother Keith, and they were broke, just penniless all their life. But they love God with all their heart and they served him all their life. Thank God that they did in such difficult circumstances. But don't tell me they couldn't have done more with plenty of money. Now, I know not everybody believes that, but listen, we see it in precedent. We see it in covenant. We see it in Scripture. If you're so sick that you can't get out of bed, how are you going to go do all the will of God that He's called you to do? What if I was so sick tonight that I couldn't have come to church? How am I going to come and preach to you?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Covenant of Prosperity, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R514. That's R514, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.